Welcome in to World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Nate Abarella. Check us out on Twitter at World Soccer Talk, at Sports Byline USA, and get a hold of me at Nate WST. It's a busy time in the soccer world. So much good stuff going on in the UEFA Champions League and all the domestic competitions around Europe and Latin America really kicking in to full gear. So much going on with Major League Soccer right now as well here in the US of A. But in today's show, we've got a very special treat for you. We've got Jonathan Calvert, investigative reporter for the Sunday Times newspaper. And you may know Jonathan as the co-author of the book, The Ugly Game, The Corruption of FIFA and the Qatari Plot to Buy the World Cup. I've been anxious to have Jonathan on this show for quite some time, really, especially going back to May and June when the FIFA arrests became a big public discussion and Sepp Blatter suddenly became public enemy number one. We're going to get into Sepp Blatter. We're going to get into everybody else underneath that FIFA umbrella. Your Jack Warners, your Chuck Blazers, your Michel Platinis, your Franz Beckenbauers. That's right. Check out that story that finally went officially public today of Franz Beckenbauer potentially facing a suspension or even a ban from football based on his involvement with the World Cup committee. We'll talk all about the investigation into Qatar buying votes to win the 2022 World Cup bid. We'll look forward to 2022 and talk about the chances of that World Cup actually being played in Qatar. It seems absolutely ridiculous for it to go forward with everything that's coming out in the days and months and even years that we still have to go until this thing is supposed to kick off in 2022. You got to think there's no way that it will actually be played in Qatar. We'll pose that question to Jonathan Calvert himself, get his thoughts on whether that thing will actually go through as planned. We'll talk about who really fell asleep at the wheel to allow all of this corruption to happen. Who's to blame? We'll get deep into these issues, and we'll talk about the evil and calculated genius of a guy like Sepp Blatter. Many people like to paint him as a bumbling idiot, yours truly included. But how could a bumbling idiot hold that much power in the world of soccer? Jonathan Calvert with us right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. On the other side of this break, it's the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
See the world's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Yeah, me too. I'll have a croissant sandwich.
So one says croissant sandwich and one says croissant sandwich?
Yeah.
Don't you guys know it's croissant rich? And they're just two for $4.
Okay, weirdo. Can we drive up now?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the U.S., try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Halioak laminate flooring for just $229 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Halioak Laminate for $229, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Musicians, it's back. Guitar Center's massive price-slashing once-a-year blowout event, Rocktober. Don't miss the monstrous savings on guitars, drums, keys, DJ, pro audio, and more. Get a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99 or $200 off a Simmons electronic drum set, now just $4.99. Skip the party store and get everything you need to amp up your Halloween at Guitar Center with DJ-quality black lights and laser effects or a 400-watt fog machine, just $29 each, Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Boop!
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nate Abarrea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. It is a pleasure to welcome in our guest in this edition of the show, an investigative reporter for the Sunday Times newspaper and the co-author of the book, The Ugly Game, The Corruption of FIFA and the Qatari Plot to Buy the World Cup, Mr. Jonathan Calvert. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
It's a pleasure.
So let's kind of go back to the beginning of your involvement with this whole FIFA saga, and I think what better place to start than the investigation into Qatar. When did it begin for you, as well as your colleague Heidi Blake, your guys' investigation into all of this Qatari activity relating to the 2022 World Cup?
Well, actually, it predates Heidi, actually. I was with my previous colleague before Heidi. It was back in the summer of 2010, the vote for the two competitions, the 2018 and the 2022 World Cup, was coming up in December, and there were nine countries bidding for those two competitions, and one of them was England. And as a result of that, we took an interest because people kept telling us that this contest wasn't fair and that there were all sorts of bribes being paid and offered in order to win votes. And so we had a look at it and we found that actually it was one of those organizations when you looked at FIFA for the first time, you suddenly realized, gosh, just how secret they are and how little is known and how the sort of the people, the 24 voters, who are on the FIFA Executive Committee, sort of are like lords who wander the world and everybody gives them as much money as they can, and it's a wonderful gilded life, but very little is ever written about them, and so we decided to do what we call an undercover operation, whereby we posed as representatives of a group of companies which wanted America to win, actually, and as a way of being able to go around and talk to various people about what was happening in the bidding process. And one of the first things we did was talk to lots of ex-FIFA Executive Committee voters and former FIFA employees who were sort of putting themselves up as consultants on how to win the bid to host the World Cup. And what they told us was quite astonishing, because they told us that the way you've got to the route to winning this competition is that you've got to pay bribes to people. Quite straightforwardly, they would name people on that committee that you could get their vote if you bribed them. And it was quite astonishing. And as a result of all of that work, two of the voters were suspended ahead of the competition in December. And another byproduct of it was that people kept saying to us, you know what, you're offering us 1.5 million for a vote, but actually Qatar is offering us even more. And the general rumor was that bizarrely, because nobody really thought from the outside thought that Qatar was going to get the competition, because it's too hot to play football there. It's a tiny gold state. It has no football tradition. But bizarrely, the people inside, the people who knew how the voting was going and what sort of deals were being cut, were all saying, you know what, Qatar's going to get the 2022 World Cup. And sure enough, in December 2010, Qatar was given the World Cup and beat USA, which had a much, much more powerful bid. It also beat Australia as well, which again, you know, if you remember the Sydney Olympics, Australia would have put on a magnificent World Cup. And there was something clearly wrong about that. And we very quickly after that, the whistleblower came forward to us and made all sorts of allegations, which we then published under in Parliament, actually, because we were under great threat from Qatar legally, who was saying that they would sue us if we published these allegations. So initially, we sent them to a committee of the UK Parliament, who was looking at the whole issue of the bidding process. And within that, there were allegations of vote buying, which went around the world. And that's sort of where it stopped the first time, back in 2011. And we came back to it when Heidi had joined me on the Sunday Times Insight team, and we're sort of two man, one woman team. When we got contacted by a very, very senior figure in world football, who had some very interesting information for us, and it was about how Qatar had offered $1 million to the son of one of the voters to host a dinner just ahead of the South African World Cup, which was in 2010, just ahead of the vote, about 6 months before the vote. And basically, what was significant about this was that the son of this voter was being given $1 million, and yet the actual dinner itself only costs about $200,000. So he's been given a huge benefit, I mean, an enormous amount of money, $800,000. And at the last moment, Qatar said that they pulled out, and they decided not to go ahead with it. But we saw the contract, and the dinner did go ahead. And when we ran this piece at the back end of 2012, I think it was November 2012, this started a major investigation by FIFA. They'd recently hired the U.S. attorney, Michael Garcia, as their new investigator for their ethics body. And Michael Garcia started to look at these allegations regarding Qatar and this payment for the dinner, and decided to widen out the whole investigation into all the bids for not only the 2022 World Cup, but the 2018 World Cup. And he was supposed to take 2 years. He would go around the world spending about $6 million trying to get to the bottom of whether there was any corruption in any of the bids. And at the back end, at the beginning of last year, the same source from World Football came to us, and he pointed us to a place where there was an absolute treasure trove of documents regarding the activities of a man called Mohammed bin Hammam, who is Qatar's top football official. And Mohammed bin Hammam has always been said by the Qataris that he was not involved in the bid, but he was actually he was actually pivotal in FIFA. He was very much the right hand man of the FIFA president, Sepp Blatter. He had been on the FIFA executive committee, the body that votes for the World Cups, since 1996, and so he was an incredibly important figure. And what we were shown were all these documents which showed his role in preparing a groundswell of support for Qatar's World Cup bid. And the way he did it was he went around basically spreading his money. I mean, we could see all these slush funds he was using. He used his chemical company, Chemco, and would just pay football officials all over the world. So we did this story in the summer of 2014, just ahead of the Brazil World Cup of last year. And when we broke the story, we expected Michael Garcia, who the U.S. attorney who had been going around investigating this, we expected him to think, oh, yes, great, let's see the evidence, and you know, this is going to be really useful for my inquiry. But what happened was the day after we published it, we always publish on a Sunday because it's a Sunday newspaper, the day after we did that, he got up and told the world that actually he'd finished the evidence taking aspect of his inquiry. So he wasn't going to take our evidence. It was just bizarre. We never really understood that. And indeed, he published his report. He then went to the ethics judge. The ethics judge said it would never. When I say he published it, he didn't actually publish it. He gave it to the ethics judge, and it was never. Nobody has ever seen it publicly. And then the judge wrote a summary of it, which was published. And then Michael Garcia resigned. And that was the beginning of the whole crisis. This whole crisis that has now completely overtaken FIFA was all stems back to all of that. The sort of the investigation into the bids and how FIFA kept it all under wraps, and then Michael Garcia fell out with them. And against this background, we were writing these series of articles during the summer of 2014, which based on our real just millions of documents that we were allowed to see, which were just pointing out all the things that that Qatar had done variously to in effect buy the World Cup. Go on.
Jonathan Calvert with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio.
Sorry, that was a long answer.
Oh, no, absolutely. It is a glorious answer and definitely paints the picture quite brightly or in a ugly bright shade, depending on how you're looking at it. And I can't wait to continue this conversation on the other side of the break and talk about how much confidential, quote-unquote confidential information was leaked to you during your time investigating the stuff. And again, going back to something that you touched on at the beginning there of how casual and open a lot of people were about sharing this stuff, as if it was just the norm, as if it was just the way it was always done. And yeah, you mean you don't know about the bribes? We'll talk a little bit more about that attitude, and we'll get into World Cup 2022 on the other side of this break right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Can a tournament like the Qatar World Cup still actually happen? We'll pose that question when we get back right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Jonathan Calvert with yours truly, Nate Abareya. Stay tuned.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Musicians, it's back. Guitar Center's massive price-slashing once-a-year blowout event, Rocktober. Don't miss the monstrous savings on guitars, drums, keys, DJ, pro audio, and more. Get a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99 or $200 off a Simmons electronic drum set, now just $4.99. Skip the party store and get everything you need to amp up your Halloween at Guitar Center with DJ-quality black lights and laser effects, or a 400-watt fog machine, just $29 each, Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Boop!
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Yeah, me too. I'll have a croissant sandwich.
So one says croissant sandwich and one says croissant sandwich?
Yeah.
Don't you guys know it's croissant sandwich? And they're just two for $4.
Okay, weirdo. Can we drive up now?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 a square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nate Abarea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Get at me on Twitter at NateWST and get a hold of all of us at World Soccer Talk. We're joined in this edition of the show by Jonathan Calvert, investigative reporter for the Sunday Times newspaper and the co-author of the book, The Ugly Game, The Corruption of FIFA and the Qatari Plot to Buy the World Cup. Jonathan, let's pick up right where we left off. What is your prediction regarding World Cup 2022 in Qatar? Can you still actually see this tournament being played in Qatar with all the revelations in your book and everything that you've learned and everything that the world is learning slowly but surely about this country and about this tournament? Can it actually still happen?
You know, as the days and weeks go by, I think it's less and less likely that Qatar will host the World Cup in 2022. You've got to remember that they say that, you know, they never did anything wrong, and they absolutely protest if it's ever suggested that they broke the rules in bidding for the World Cup. And as far as Mohammed bin Imam, who we were talking about earlier, is concerned, he was their top football official. They say that he was acting on his own, and anything he did that was nefarious in trying to win votes on behalf of them was not sanctioned by them, and that's where they cut off. But on the other hand, one of the revelations of our book is that Sepp Blatter did promise Qatar that he would protect their bid, and it was part of a deal he did in order to retain his presidency back in 2011. And now Sepp Blatter is going. In fact, the whole of the FIFA hierarchy seems to be going one by one. It's just just crumbling before our eyes at the moment. And in which case, I'm not sure that Qatar will have as many supporters any longer. There's a police investigation currently in Switzerland into the bidding for the 2018 and 2022 World Cup, which is concentrating very much on the 2022 World Cup, not the one run by Russia in 2018. There is the FBI, which has been taking a very close interest in all things FIFA since the arrests in May, is also taking a look at this. And so there's an awful lot more to come out yet about the possible corruption in the bidding process for that competition. So if I were a betting man, and I'm not, but I wouldn't bet on the World Cup being in Qatar in 2022.
Jonathan, I want to ask you about Sepp Blatter now. He's a man who is profiled often as a blubbering idiot, and he brings it upon himself with so many famous quotes over the years, way long before the recent stuff with everything going on with the discoveries and revelations of FIFA corruption. But even going back to stuff decades ago, he brings on this profile of being an absolute blubbering idiot. Yet I think there's something that's missed by a lot of people, that how can this blubbering idiot be so powerful and have so much clout in the world's game for so long? How calculated is Sepp Blatter for you? With all the research that you've done, with all the investigation, what have you discovered in terms of that, of this quote-unquote blubbering idiot being also this calculated evil genius? Where does he lie for you?
Well, I think there is a sort of calculating evil genius to him, and I think that what you've got to understand his genius is that he, what's important to him is keeping power in FIFA. It always has been. That's his life. You know, sort of his life is paid for by FIFA. It's all he does not want for anything, and he loves the adoration of being able to sort of go around the world and talking at top level to prime ministers and royals, etc., because they're the people of equal status to him. I mean, he regards FIFA as almost being like a state or a country in itself, and that he's the head of it. And I think the way he's done that is he's quite cleverly seen that what you do is use the huge amounts of money that come in to FIFA from the World Cup competition. It's billions. I mean, it's an incredible money spinner. And what you do is you spread that money to countries to make sure that they will vote for you, and you keep people like, for example, there was a man in the Caribbean called Jack Warner, who's on the FIFA Executive Committee. Now, Jack, in effect, ruled all the votes in the Caribbean, which was something like, I think it's 34 votes. And if you imagine, to become FIFA president, you needed only half of 209. So you needed probably about 105 votes. And Jack controlled 34 of them. So Jack would get up to all sorts of things, and Sepp would turn a blind eye. And Jack could never do any wrong. And it's all about playing those political games with those people, and making sure that the money went to the areas which he needed to vote. And I think the bumbling aspect of Sepp Blatter is because he doesn't care, because he's unassailable. So he is a bit of a bumbling old man who says ridiculous things. I mean, if you ever go to one of his press conferences, you just cannot believe how inarticulate his sentences are. I mean, English is not his first language, and that shouldn't be held against him, obviously. But whenever he's talking, he ends up making sort of banal comments about how football is a game of 90 minutes, and at the end of the 90 minutes, one team wins. It goes all over the place, and then he'll say completely ridiculous things. He'll make remarks about how women's football ought to be played by women in tight shorts and things like that, which are just so otherworld and ridiculously sexist. Because he actually just doesn't care, because his position is unassailable. Nobody can do anything, because he knows that there are a lot of countries around the world who will keep voting him back in, because he is going to keep spreading FIFA's money to them.
Now, Jonathan, when we talk about bumbling, stumbling, moronic statements from high-ranking figures, I have to go back to the man that you just brought up, named Jack Warner. I mean, we're talking about a guy who used a story from The Onion to try to prove a point, and seems to lack some common sense and certain areas of intelligence, and yet he was one of the most powerful men in world football. And in the under 2 minutes that we got here before we got to head to another break, can you just touch a little bit more on that, of how these people that seem so moronic were so utterly powerful? It's incredible.
I know, but actually I was surprised with Jack about that, because actually Jack is actually a great manipulator of people. He knows what buttons to press, and he knows how to use people, and he knows how to sort of make fake protests about things, etc. And he and the American FIFA Executive Committee member Chuck Blazer, in effect, controlled the whole of American football and was siphoning off huge amounts of money, as we found out. And so, therefore, they built this absolute empire in the Caribbean and North America, which actually, to be fair, Chuck Blazer is an enormously intelligent man. And between the two of them, it was, I suppose you'd say, it was almost like a criminal enterprise, really.
Well, absolutely. And again, that goes back to the Sepp Blatter question that we posed of this person who is looked at by millions of people simply as a blubbering idiot, a sexist, a moron, all these different things that he's labeled as. And yet, how can someone who's that stupid have this much power in the world? And there has to be a level of calculated genius behind all of these men, whether it's Sepp Blatter, whether it's Jack Warner, whether it's Chuck Blazer, whether it's Mohammed bin Hammam, whether it's a number of other people under the FIFA umbrella. And on the other side of this break, I want to talk with you, Jonathan, about some other figures beneath that FIFA umbrella that we speak of. And you talked about a little bit earlier, FIFA having to clean house, and that not only will it be Sepp Blatter leaving FIFA, but perhaps the entire regime could be on their way out, and it could be a massive change, a massive time of change for the world governing body of the game that we love so much. Jonathan Calvert with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of this break. Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Yeah, me too. I'll have a croissant sandwich.
So one says croissant sandwich and one says croissant sandwich?
Yeah.
Don't you guys know it's croissant sandwich? And they're just 2 for $4.
Okay, weirdo. Can we drive up now?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
2 days ago, Jeff McDonald posted the following. Just watched the sunrise from above the clouds. So stoked. Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments. Not bad, Jeff. Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. And if that doesn't put your head above the clouds, you'll have the extra money to scale a peak that will. Hashtag on cloud 9, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. You can even get your payout right back to your card. MyBookie is the best website for all your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA and receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nada Barea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Nate Abarea, joined by Jonathan Calvert. Jonathan, an investigative reporter for the Sunday Times newspaper and co-author of the book The Ugly Game, The Corruption of FIFA and the Qatari Plot to Buy the World Cup. Jonathan, with everything that we've talked about in the show so far and everything that your work has produced, we talk all about the revelations and the discoveries of just pure ugliness. Are you able to enjoy the game of soccer the way you maybe once did? Are you able to watch a World Cup game or a game in the European Championships and simply enjoy it as a beautiful game of soccer? Or is soccer almost forever tarnished for you based on all of the stuff with FIFA that you've discovered through your work?
No, I obviously can still enjoy football, and you do get some great joyous moments from football, which is a completely fabulous game. On the other hand, I do actually think the people who run football and have made so much out of it do need to be held to account, and I do think that the fans suffer as a result in the end from these people who are all about just taking out what they can get from it for themselves rather than investing back in players and equipment and all of those things and helping the lower leagues and instead they're sort of creaming off millions of pounds for themselves.
Now, Jonathan, does the corruption in soccer on a broad level, on a worldwide level, for you, and this is something that ties back to the United States, I feel, quite a bit, and especially when you look at the Department of Justice and the FBI's involvement in these cases now, does all this corruption in soccer that we speak of relating to FIFA, does it threaten to undermine the growth of the game worldwide or just here in the United States or even on a worldwide level with a lot of other nations that still focus on growing the game? Does all this corruption threaten to undermine the growth of the game when people look at a tarnished sport and the negative publicity that has come with it?
Well, it's certainly not doing it any good, is it? And I would imagine in many countries people look at it and think, my gosh, you know, I didn't realize that football was just so dirty. And I do think there is also a valid point insofar as that what has happened is that under Sepp Blatter, he's allowed this sort of tier of executives around the world to cream off money for themselves rather than let that money go out to making better football pitches, better facilities for people to play in. You know, certain countries it's down to, you know, sort of having football boots to wear, etc. And, you know, and turning blind eye to schemes where, you know, FIFA would give a huge amount of money to a developing country and that money would never actually go to the people it was intended to. All because that wasn't what was essential. What was essential was keeping Blatter in power. And you know, it's the football officials who keep Blatter in power, not the ordinary fans and not the ordinary players.
Jonathan, I want to go back to something that we touched on in the last segment. It's the FIFA umbrella and this cast of characters that is so much deeper than Sepp Blatter. And we're getting to a point now where I personally fear that Sepp Blatter is going to be ousted and people are going to start celebrating and not realize that it's a lot deeper than one man. We've already talked about a few other characters here during this episode, but I want to talk with you now about former players who have gone on to governing positions with FIFA or with UEFA or even other federations, confederations around the world. And just today, Franz Beckenbauer is a name who is now being dragged into this. We've talked so much about Michel Platini on this show and how people looked at him as this false prophet, I felt. He's this knight in shining armor who's going to change FIFA from within. And I remember kind of laughing at these statements back during the summer. And then lo and behold, look what's gone on here in the recent weeks and months with Michel Platini and his alleged involvement with so much of this bribery and corruption. When you see a name like Franz Beckenbauer getting dragged into this and potential temporary bans from football activity for a guy like Franz Beckenbauer with everything that he's done for the game, are we getting to a point where anybody who had anything to do with any of this is going to have their reputation forever tarnished?
Yes, I mean, it's very, very difficult to see how you could walk away from having been on the FIFA executive committee as Franz Beckenbauer and Michel Platini were without somehow being tarnished. You've got to remember that this is all started by those two, that particular vote for the 2022 World Cup. That's where it all begins. That's why the FBI are looking at it, etc. And the committee of 24 who actually voted for Qatar, so many of them, I mean, you wouldn't believe how many of them now are facing criminal offences. You know, like one of them's already been done for crimes, you know, others have been, so many of them are suspended for breaches of rules and ethics rules. It's extraordinary just how widespread it's become. And actually, I always thought it was, you know, there were two people on that committee who were just absolutely fabulous football players in their time. And one was Platini and the other was Beckenbauer, who incidentally, I think, played in America in his later career, didn't he? As
indeed.
I seem to remember. And he always felt that those two, of all of them, would be the ones who say, well, look, hold on a second, we can't have a World Cup in Qatar, because I know something about playing football, and, you know, you can't play in 50-degree heat, and that's just preposterous. But Michel Platini voted for Qatar. I'm pretty sure that Franz Beckenbauer probably did as well, after he'd voted for Australia. But then Australia only got one vote and got knocked out in the first round against Qatar. And now we find this extraordinary situation where Platini, 12 years after he took a job with Blatter, gets suddenly out of the blue, gets paid for it, even though he hadn't done the job for 9 years, gets paid £1.3 million pounds, or 2 million Swiss francs, by Blatter, and there's no paperwork. There's nothing there. It's just sort of, what's the payment for? Well, Platini and Blatter say the payment is for the work he did between 12 and 9 years earlier. And why is there no paperwork for that? And so it just looks awful, especially as what was happening at the time the payment was made, which was in 2011. It was directly after Platini had voted for Qatar to host the 2022 World Cup. At that time, Mohamed Ben Ammam, who's Qatar's top football official, wanted Platini to stand against Sepp Blatter, because Sepp Blatter had promised over the years that every 4 years that the new president election would come up, that he would stand aside, but he kept breaking his promises. So Ben Ammam wanted Platini to stand against Blatter. And in the end, Platini didn't stand against Blatter. After he'd been given this £1.3 million payment. Now, I don't know whether the two are linked or not, but it's the timing is very suspicious. And then Platini then went on and managed to persuade UEFA, which he's also the president, that's the European football body, which has around about 50 votes of the 100 and whatever it was, five that Blatter needed, who managed to persuade all of the UEFA to get behind Blatter. It was very ill-advised of Michel Platini to, at the very least, to have accepted that payment at that time, because it looks awful. And especially if there's no accounting for it. Now, Franz Beckenbauer, on the other hand, I think we've known for some time that he is being investigated by the FIFA Ethics Committee. They finally publicly admitted it today, along with a series of other people who took part in that Qatar vote. There's Ricardo Teixeira from Brazil, who was one of the voters, who's been investigated. Worawai Makudi from Thailand is being investigated. Amos Adamu is being investigated, and also Nicholas Leos. So that's of the people. You know, FIFA itself is investigating. I think it's seven of those voters at this very moment, which is quite an extraordinary thing. Which is why nobody could possibly, I don't think, ever. Think that vote for Qatar in 2022 was secure.
Jonathan, we got about 4.5 minutes left here with you. And one of the things I've really been dying to ask you, when you talk about undercover operations, when you talk about true investigative journalism. I love when you talked about the gold mine that you guys received, the treasure chest that you guys received of these documents, and how valuable they were to what you're doing with your work and what you're doing for, quite frankly, for the world of football, and what you're unearthing with all of this investigative journalism and undercover operations, whatever we want to label them as. What's that one piece of information that's missing for you that you would love to get your hands on and be able to share with the public masses?
Oh, there are probably several bits of information, because I actually do think that there is an awful lot yet to learn about quite the deals that went on in order to get that World Cup. And I think it would be quite interesting to learn an awful lot more about how Russia won the 2018 competition. And we know quite a lot about how as a result of our FIFA files, which were which really are sort of documents, how Qatar, it's called the plot to buy the World Cup, and they document exactly how Qatar went about that, because we were given this absolute sort of it was an enormous trove of documents, and it was we had to go away and live away from our homes for about 3 or 4 months at some place outside London, where we could view them in secret without anyone finding out. And what they showed was not only the payments that Binnenman was making to individuals, they also showed big deals that were going on. So that you know, there'd be things like big gas deals between countries, which were linked to the football officials who were actually voting in the World Cup. And I think there's still a lot more to come out about those things, because I think, you know, on one level you have sort of more straightforward corruption, where someone is basically paid money to vote or not vote. You also had these bigger deals where, you know, sort of where a country would benefit, and then somebody would come under pressure to vote for a particular country. And I think the World Cup votes have always been a bit like that. It's just that this particular one we've managed to open up, and once we opened up, and we're helped by the fact that the absurdity that that Qatar won the World Cup, so nobody can quite believe it was ever a straight vote, and can't believe that people did it for honest reasons. And that has opened the whole thing up, and what you're seeing now is just how much all this information that FIFA has sat upon for so many years, and we've seen glimpses of it, is now coming out. So last week there's talk about how the Germans paid money to buy the 2006 World Cup, and our book goes into a lot of the corruption that has been in FIFA over many years that Sepp Blatter has just presided over, and a lot of that is now coming out, and it's all sort of washing out now. And this is why we know about things like the Platini deal with Blatter, etc.
Jonathan, before we let you go, can you let listeners know how they can get a hold of the book, The Ugly Game, The Corruption of FIFA and the Qatari Plot to Buy the World Cup?
Well, I'm assuming it's certainly available on Amazon, and I would imagine it's available in many good bookshops. And you can certainly buy it online. The authors are Heidi Blake, my dear colleague, or former dear colleague, and myself, Jonathan Calvert. I'm pretty sure you could get a delivery of it by going online at this very moment.
Jonathan, it has been an immense pleasure and privilege having you on the show, and hopefully we can do it again sometime. Thank you so much for the time that you've given us, and best of luck continuing this investigation and continuing all of your work around the FIFA corruption scandal. I really appreciate your time, sir.
Well, thank you for talking to me. It's kind of you.
Again, that was Jonathan Calvert, investigative reporter for the Sunday Times newspaper, and the book that you've heard quite a bit about. Get your hands on it as soon as possible. It's a good one. The Ugly Game, The Corruption of FIFA and the Qatari Plot to buy the World Cup. We're back after this right here on World Soccer Talk Radio, the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Welcome back in to World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Another tip of my cap to Jonathan Calvert. You can check out his work with the Sunday Times newspaper. And again, be sure to pick up the book. You will not regret it. The Ugly Game, The Corruption of FIFA and the Qatari Plot to Buy the World Cup. You can also check Jonathan out on Twitter at JCalvertST. That is at JCALVERT, capital S, capital T. Could you imagine a movie being made on The Ugly Game, The Corruption of FIFA and the Qatari Plot to Buy the World Cup? Who would play Sepp Blatter in that movie? Who would play Michel Platini? Who would play Franz Beckenbauer? Think about the potential, the creative potential, and how brilliant and how compelling a film could be on The Ugly Game and all of this FIFA corruption. Just think about that as I let you go here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Signing off for the gaffer and the producers back in San Francisco. My name is Nate Abarea. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your footballing day. Bye for now.